Welcome. On this election day, when many of us are anxious about the future of our country, we gather in song and in prayer to give our worries to Jesus and in Him find the Spirit that will guide us to the kingdom of God. And so I invite you to join me in this time of song and prayer. Draw us into your love, Christ Jesus. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. For there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Glory to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Of Ephesians chapter 6, starting at verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, and fasten the belt of truth around your waist, and put on the breastplate of righteousness. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times, in every prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert and always persevere in supplication for all the saints. Pray also for me, so that when I speak, a message may be given to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it boldly, as I must speak. Word of God, word of life. The Lord be with you. They didn't get to choose, Jesus and Paul. They didn't get to choose who their political leaders would be. They didn't get to choose who would be the emperor or the senators in Rome. They didn't get to choose who would be the governor in Judea. They didn't get to pick their political leaders. Instead, those leaders were chosen for them. And those political leaders would time and time again declare them to be undermining the Roman way of life, to be enemies of the state. Those political leaders would arrest and execute both Jesus and Paul. But while Jesus and Paul did not get to choose who the political leaders were, they got to choose who their enemies were. Paul writes to the Ephesians that our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, the authorities, the cosmic powers of evil. Against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Jesus considers no human being to be an enemy. Not the governor who condemned him, not the soldiers who crucified him. And for those of us who bear Christ's name, may we remember that our fight is not against any sibling in Christ, but against those spiritual forces of evil that seek to claim power and authority to rule on earth right now. And the first thing that these spiritual forces of evil is try to make us forget this truth about who our true enemies are. You see, they want us to become afraid of our siblings in Christ. They want us to turn against one another, to tear apart our own body in Christ so that like cancer, we destroy ourselves from inside. And these forces of spiritual evil are alive and well in our day. And they don't care who we choose to be our political leaders, because these spiritual forces of evil want to choose for us who our enemies are. They want us to believe that no matter what happens in this election, they want us to believe that half this country is our enemy. They want us to believe that we belong to two political parties at war and that fear, intimidation, and violence is inevitable. They want us to arm ourselves against our neighbor, so that as the fear escalates, it turns to violence and we destroy ourselves. But these are lies. We belong to no one but Christ. And we have no enemy but the evil one who seeks to pit us against one another. And praise be to God, we are given tools to defend ourselves against these spiritual evils. Paul writes that we are to put on the whole armor of God so that we can defend ourselves against the wiles of the devil. Paul says to put around our waist the belt of truth. We put this around our waist so that when our gut tells us that we should be afraid of our neighbors because they are our enemies, instead the belt of truth holds us to Christ's proclamation. For Christ is the truth, that in him we are all one family, that we are all united as one, and that we are to love even those with whom we disagree, even those whose ideas we think are dangerous and harmful. And Paul says that we are to put on the breastplate of righteousness. May we act with such integrity on this day and in the days to come that no one can drive us from our path because of shame or guilt. Paul says, put on your feet whatever will make you eager to proclaim the gospel of peace. In the days ahead, there will be so many words of his discouragement to try to make us give up, to give into apathy and despair. But may the shortcomings of our political system drive us to be the messengers of God's kingdom, to proclaim the gospel here and now in our community. We are called to take up the shield of faith to quench the arrows of the devil, which is to say, when the evil one wants to goad us into speaking words burning with anger or insult, may we instead hold up the shield of our faith, trusting in the way of Christ's love, that it is more powerful than our anger or our hatred. May we put on the shield, or put on the helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation that says we belong to Jesus and to no one else, and that we are not called to seek political victory at all cost, for we already have victory in Christ, who is the one who brings forth the kingdom of God. We are given all these things, these defensive tools, so that when the evil one comes and tries to draw us into this narrative of division and violence, instead of being hooked with fear that causes us not only to participate, but to perpetuate this false narrative of violence, instead we can defend ourselves. We can be free from impulses to react, to inflame an already tense situation. But among all these things that we are given to defend ourselves, we are given one thing with which we can go on the offensive. We are given the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. We have all these tools when the evil one tries to convince us that our neighbors are our enemies. But the evil one is also trying to convince our neighbors that we are their enemies. And so we need to fight back. And the way we fight back is with God's word, with the Spirit of Christ. And so I invite you, today, after you have cast your vote, there was one more thing that you are called to do. It is to reach out to your family and your friends, to the people whom you love, who you know have politically different views than yours. Reach out to them. Acknowledge right off the bat that you're rooting for different candidates today. But then tell them that you love them. Tell them that you are not their enemy, and they are not yours. Tell them you yearn for the day when you can once again celebrate a dinner party with them. Tell them you yearn to bring forth the kingdom of God by their side as siblings in Christ. This is our weapon. The weapon of God's word. It contains the power of love. Because on this day and the next and the day that follows, you better believe the spiritual forces of evil will be waging war against us, but we have a mightier weapon. We have Jesus. And so, may we call upon him this day. May we call upon him to rule in our hearts, to rule in our nation, so that no matter what happens with this election, we might bring forth the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. And now I invite you to join me in praying as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now let us lift up our prayers to God. Let us pray for the world and all its leaders. May leaders of nations have the courage to walk the path of peace together, so that the most vulnerable in their lands may live with dignity and hope. We pray. Let us pray for our nation in this time of discernment, election, and transition. May all citizens cast their vote in a spirit of reverence for this right, charity for those they disagree with, and concern for the good of all as we strive for a more perfect and peaceful union. We pray. Let us pray for all Christians and people of faith and goodwill. May the Father of all grant us in Christ a spirit of wisdom and understanding, counsel and knowledge, fortitude, right judgment, patience and kindness, as we discern what is good and just and follow our conscience. We pray.
O Lord, hear my prayer, and my call, answer me. O Lord, hear my prayer.
Let us pray for all candidates who desire to serve in our national and local government. May all seeking election commit themselves to the common good and encourage a peaceful response so that our nation may be faithful to its pledge of liberty and justice for all. We pray. Let us pray for our presidential candidates. May those who seek the immense responsibility of the highest office of the United States know the peace that comes from God alone. May they and their families be protected from harm, the hearts of their opponents be softened by mercy, the people they seek to lead show them respect, and may God forgive them and each of us for our faults. We pray.
Oh Lord, hear my prayer. Oh Lord, hear my prayer. When I call, answer me. Oh Lord, hear my prayer. Oh Lord, hear my prayer. Come and listen to me.
Let us pray for reconciliation among families and friends divided. May we learn to love each other despite our differences and focus on the work that continues beyond this election, the work of unity, respect for one another and for all life, and peace in our land. We pray. Let us pray for the ones most affected by the choices we make. In all we do, may we keep the merciful face of Christ ever before us, who is seen in those who are poor, refugees or migrants, those who are sick or without homes, those without food or meaningful work, those unborn, and those whose lives are unvalued. We pray. Now I invite you to join me in proclaiming the Beatitudes that Jesus preached. Blessed are the poor.
Theirs is the kingdom of God.
Blessed are the hungry.
For they shall be filled.
Blessed are the meek.
For they shall inherit the earth.
Blessed are the pure in heart.
For they shall see God.
Blessed are those who mourn,
for they shall be comforted.
Blessed are the merciful,
for they shall be shown mercy.
Blessed are the peacemakers,
for they are the children of God.
Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness and justice,
for great is their reward.
Come, Holy Spirit, we pray that your fruit would be in us. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Let us sing for God's blessing on our land. Dear Jesus, help us to spread your fragrance everywhere we go. Soul of Christ, sanctify me. Body of Christ, save me. Blood of Christ, inebriate me. Water from the side of Christ, wash me. Passion of Christ, strengthen me. O good Jesus, hear me. Within your wounds, hide me. Suffer me not to be separated from you. From the malicious enemy, defend me. In the hour of my death, call me, and bid me come to you, that with your saints I may praise you forever and ever. Amen. Through our lives and by our prayers,
may your kingdom come.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace.